MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Sago fire on the Mescalero Reservation is smoldering and creeping within established containment lines at about 300 acres. Firefighters are working directly along the fire's edge to bolster the existing hand lines, dozer lines, and retardant lines. Resources assigned to the fire include one hotshot crew, three water tenders, four bulldozers, seven engines, and one T21A crew. With decreasing fire behavior, the Gila Las Cruces Type 3 Incident Management Team anticipates optimal conditions to accomplish the goals of a full suppression. A temporary flight restriction is in effect over the fire area. Unauthorized drone use poses a serious risk to aerial firefighting operations. Members of the public should avoid the Sago Canyon Road and Turkey Canyon Road to enhance firefighter safety. On Saturday, deputies in Chavez County and New Mexico livestock inspectors conducted an investigation into an illegal cockfighting ring. Deputies say the investigation stemmed from a tip that was called into the Chavez County Sheriff's Office, which provided the address and possible suspects. The investigation is ongoing. And federal prosecutors in New Mexico charged more than 130 people with immigration-related crimes over a two-week period that ended on March 27th. That, according to new enforcement statistics released by the United States Attorney's Office for the District of New Mexico, a sign of what officials say is a significant increase in enforcement activity across the state. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 98 people were charged with illegal reentry after deportation, which is a federal felony. Another 10 were charged with alien smuggling, and 6 were charged with illegal entry. In addition, 19 people were charged with illegal entry along with violations related to entering restricted military property. Those charges stem from arrests made in the newly established National Defense Area, where additional federal security regulations now apply. Those people were charged under a combination of federal statutes, including violation of a military security regulation and entering military, naval, or Coast Guard property. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.